essentially operate as legal monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good sin. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near-monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $150 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words. Public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that. In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this. Who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect liberty, be sure to check me out online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America, Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobile system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. It's hour number two. And speaking of Dennis Kucinich and the 2016 presidential race, the Democrats are facing a little bit of a problem. As you know, Hillary is the presumptive Democratic candidate for president in 2016. And there's been a lot of effort bent on trying to negate some of the scandals that have dogged her throughout her entire political life, whether it's the cattle futures, the Travelgate firings, the disastrous results of Hillary Care, and so forth and so on. And somebody said, you know, we ought to come up with her successes, her achievements, what she accomplished. And they've hit a little bit of a problem. They can't think of any. They can't find anything Hillary has worked on that turned out well. And that's going to be a real hard issue. And as we get into 2016, all those things in her past are going to come forward to haunt her, like being fired from the Watergate investigative committee in Congress for lying and unethical behavior, and all the stuff that was going on during her husband's term as governor of Arkansas and then president. Those things are not going to go away. Not at all, not at all. Now, Paul Ryan was apparently on CNN with Kate Bolden, and he made the claim on the air that Congress and Obama could solve the crisis in the Ukraine by approving the Keystone XL pipeline. And you're probably, you can be forgiven for wondering, what does one have to do with the other? And Ryan had this very convoluted thing about, you know, with Keystone, you know, we can send more oil to Europe and blah, 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 and the rest of that. But what it underscores is something I've been saying has become a major problem for our federal government. It is populated by elected officials and appointed officials who are only thinking in terms of their agenda handed to them by their financial and political backers. And Paul Ryan is there to get the Keystone Pipeline through. And anything that comes along, he's always thinking, how can I use this to sell the Keystone Pipeline? Crisis in Ukraine? Yeah, I guess I can use that. And it is from this mindset that we get some of these bizarre, convoluted claims that are being made. And the problem with the federal government is you've got all these hundreds and hundreds of people running around in circles trying to serve their patrons, if you will, whether it's Wall Street or the oil companies or big pharmaceutical, and nobody is really maintaining an overview of what is best for the nation as a whole. That should be the function of the entire federal government as a whole. It is absolutely what we expect from the president, to look out there across our land and say, okay, what is best for the nation and its people as a whole? And obviously Obama has failed that particular test. Now, back over to Russia. As you know, we just had the Olympics, and the medals are handed out. Russia is showing their appreciation for their star athletes. All of their medalists are being given all kinds of rewards. The gold medalists are giving Mercedes GL-class SUVs, plus $120,000 in cash. The silver medalists got a Mercedes ML-class and $76,000. The bronze medalists got Mercedes GLKs and $52,000. What did the U.S. government give our U.S. medalists? Tax bills. They're all being taxed on the rewards and the medals. They're even taxing them on the value of the metal content in the medal. And because of this, we're probably going to see a lot more athletes leave the U.S. and go to other countries. You don't slam the people who make the country look good internationally. Horrible, horrible thing. All right, we got some callers on the line. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. I just saw an article on another site. I'm not sure. I haven't had a chance to look at what really happened this morning, but talking about there's an intercepted phone conversation between two. I think one was an Estonian diplomat and some other diplomat.
We did cover that in the first segment of the show. We had another caller talking about it. It was between the Estonian foreign minister and his counterpart in the European Union. And I know where you're going with this. It confirms the fact that all the sniping attacks, the snipers that were killing protesters and police, were not working for the elected government of the Ukraine, but were working for the coup d'etat.
Well, if it doesn't confirm it, and you know, who knows? But it certainly is obviously it's a possibility. If not a real strong possibility, but I wanted to strengthen the possibility. I wanted to maybe even our complicity in it. Maybe I want to hark back to the Occupy movement when they had those Freedom of Information Act documents that came out of the Dallas FBI office, where the FBI in memos was openly discussing in-house within the FBI on whether or not they should use snipers against the Occupy movement. Do you remember that?
I remember that very clearly.
This is just the kind of thing, I mean, who knows where they came from, but obviously we should not be discounted, neither should the new regime in Ukraine nor the old regime. I mean, who the hell knows, really?
Well, you know, again, as I was commenting before, this is normal practice. When the U.S. decides they're going to overthrow an elected government and impose a dictator, this is part of the process they do. They will hire agent provocateurs to carry out atrocities, which are then blamed on the targeted government. We saw that in Syria, where even the United Nations admitted it was the hired mercenaries who were carrying out chemical attacks on Syrian civilians, which Obama and Kerry kept insisting, oh no, it's Assad, it has to be Assad, Assad is evil, he's gassing his own people. And especially after that whopper about Saddam and his weapons of mass destruction, we know this government just is lying constantly to try and get what it wants and trick the American people into supporting these wars of aggression, which are all for the benefit of the private central bankers. And so at this point, we knew right when it was going on that this was likely covert action by CIA, Mossad, and whoever on else, because, again, if you just use your common sense, the leader of a nation is not going to be going out there and committing these kinds of acts against their own people, because it will cost him his public support, which is why somebody else carries out the attacks and frames him to destroy public support. And I think the FBI use of snipers, they obviously would not have admitted they were government snipers. They would have said, oh, these are some of those gun nuts with the Occupy movement. And they probably would have used the snipers to shoot police officers in order to demonize the Occupy movement. They were really scared of the Occupy movement. They really thought it was going to gain traction, and they were pulling all the usual dirty tricks. They were infiltrating the Occupy movement. They had planted people in the protests holding up signs saying, you know, we want to go communist, and, you know, all these really offensive things. And they were easy to identify because those are the ones the corporate media was always taking pictures of.
Michael, also, do you remember the sniper incidents in Iran a couple of years back? Little girl.
Yeah, during 2009. Yeah.
Right. And yeah. I've got one more thing to bring up with all this and all these government dirty tricks. This morning on Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman, they did a segment on some guy who was with the longest held political prisoner in the history of the United States, a former member of the Black Panther in Baltimore, 44 years. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how the Baltimore chapter of the Black Panthers, back during COINTELPRO, along with many others, were actually founded by government security people. And this is the way the government, this is our government, this is what we do. So.
Yeah, that's what this government always does. They love to play dirty. They think it's their divine right to play dirty. We're all supposed to follow the letter of the law and play by the rules, and the government says, no, we don't have to. And that is really the core of their power over us, is they are willing and sometimes allowed to do things we are not. That is really all that government power is. They can do things you cannot. You're not supposed to steal. Government takes things from you all the time with taxes. You're not supposed to lie. Government lies left and right. You're not supposed to commit murder. Government's out there killing people left and right or drone striking them. Peter, gotta let you go. Got a commercial break coming up. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We had a listener write in and suggest that song be rewritten from the point of view of Barack Obama, and the lyrics changed to, I want to be a tyrant, which is an interesting idea. I'm not the original author of the song, but I'm sure as a parody, it would be a worthwhile project. We're going to go back to the phones here. Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I'm glad to have you back and feeling a little better day by day.
Yes, I am.
Something you mentioned earlier about all of these things with when Clinton, Hillary was in the governor's mansion down there in Arkansas, and what happened in Benghazi, and get thrown off the water gate panel. You say it's going to come back to haunt her and we're not going to forget. Let me remind you that back in 2008 when Barack Obama was running, you know, he palled around with Bill Ayers, Bernadette Dorn, members of the Weather Underground.
Mm-hmm.
He attended a church of Reverend Wright. And Reverend Wright, he lives right off of a golf course about 15 miles from my house. And there, last time I golfed there was about 3 years ago, and there was five Rolls Royces in the driveway. And supposedly, church donations paid for that entire house. And this is a gated community. I mean, houses start at about $590,000. So,
well, look, we understand our political class are corrupt. And maybe some more due diligence should have been done on Obama. But with the case of Hillary, her malfeasances are very widely known in the general population, which was certainly not the case with Obama's earlier associations here. So, in fact, somebody just sent me an email for all those folks out there who were looking forward to a Hillary presidency, and it's got quotes from Hillary from eight different books about Clinton's term in as governor of Arkansas and later in the White House, and it basically underscores that in her real personal life, when she doesn't think anybody is watching, she's a very angry, abusive, vindictive personality. And we're going to keep these quotes, and you know, I'm definitely going to keep all of this stuff in front of the voters' eyes going up to 2016. I'll be very honest, it's a personal issue because 20 years ago. We're coming up on the 20th anniversary of my political blogging career, as it were, 20 years ago, when I spotted the inconsistencies in the murder of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster and I went public, somebody connected to the Clintons destroyed my career in Hollywood, which is why, since I had a lot of sudden free time on my hands, I embarked on the blogs and started digging for more and more information. And so my goal for 2016 is I'm going to return the courtesy, is basically what it comes down to. And so with our current readership and listenership, the word will get out. But it, again, it's not just dependent on me. Everybody's talking about all the things Hillary's done. They're very angry about her quote about Benghazi. You know, what difference does it make now? You know, this callous disregard for other people's lives, that's a quality we should not have in a presidential candidate.
I agree with you, and, you know, Hillary's got a little bit of a deep past. I have not been able to find any information on it, but her father, Rodham, was, hanging around with the mobsters back in the time in the old shoot-em-up Chicago days with Capone and Moran and all the other good old boys.
That is really not a place I feel like going because, again, look at John F. Kennedy, whose father was a rum runner who basically held out also with organized crime. That's where the Kennedy family fortune originated, was during Prohibition and rum running. And yet John F. Kennedy, despite growing up as a spoiled rich kid and everything, when he got into the White House, it did change him. And he did try and do the job the way it should be done. And I think that was what led to his ultimate downfall. I think the same thing was true with Vincent Foster. He came up from Arkansas with the Clintons, and it was just all fun and games and corruption. And all of a sudden, he's sitting in the White House, and he developed a conscience, which can be a fatal affliction in Washington, D.C., and he drew a line that he wasn't going to cross regarding the fraud of the presidential blind trust, and I think that's the reason he had to be knocked off.
Well, one other thing I'd like to mention to you, and I got this from a guy by the name of Doc Marquis, and I've heard a couple of different interviews with him, and I guess he used to be a Illuminati member, and he was raised in an Illuminati family, which is a satanic cult, basically.
Oh, well, and, you know, the Illuminati, I don't think they're really out there. I mean, the original Illuminati was simply opposed to church silencing of science education. I think this whole thing about the Illuminati is it's this made up, far away, unreachable villain to blame all bad things on so that we don't realize the cause of our economic misery are all these Federal Reserve banks across the United States of America. So we're going to let you go here, and thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Leonard in Los Angeles. Aloha, Leonard. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. How are you?
Biodegradable.
Hey, I just want to point out a few ironies. I just think it's ironic that the day Hillary calls Putin Hitler, Putin is nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, you know, Basically, the U.S. people in the U.S. government, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel for anything they can use to demonize, you know, the designated targets. And usually they get down to, oh, he's another Hitler. And, you know, and yeah. Pot calling the kettle black. I mean, our government has for at least 15 years been following the Nazi playbook in terms of their domestic and foreign policies. You know, phony terror attacks. Germany had the Reichstag fire. We had 9/11. Invading countries under false pretexts. Germany invaded Poland over the Gliwice incident, and the U.S. invaded Iraq over non-existent weapons of mass destruction. We've got concentration camps for Muslims. We got torture. We got all the evils the Nazis were doing. Our government is engaging in mass spying on all the people. You know, informants everywhere. Very Gestapo, SS kind of behavior. I'd be very, very careful about portraying other countries as Nazi-esque or Hitler-like, because they're going to hold up that mirror to the United States. It's already starting to happen with the talks about Kerry saying you can't invade countries under a false pretext, and the rest of the world saying, are you kidding? You're the country that invaded Iraq over non-existent nuclear weapons here. So there's a lot of pushback against this.
Yeah, the fact is, Michael, nobody likes a hypocrite, all right?
Absolutely.
Okay, and that's what they're running into now. That, you know, they're running into a higher law, and they can't take it. But it sort of reminds me, I know you don't believe in God, but it sort of reminds me of when Obama flew out here and blamed the drought on climate change, then the biggest storm we got chased him out of here. Okay?
I love that. And Mother Nature is flipping the carbon Nazis the bird on that one. I thought that was
now,
great.
Just one more thing I want to bring up. And this is just a question. Could the reason we're seeing the situation in Lebanon right now heating up is because because of the breaking news this morning of the Estonian politician verifying that is his voice on, you know, talking to the person of the EU about the shooters? Could it be the fact that some of those shooters were linked back to Israel, and this is why they may be jumping into the fire, because they don't want this information to come out?
I don't disagree with the theory that some of the snipers may have been hired from Israel. I don't think that that's the reason why Israel is rattling sabers at Lebanon. I think they're just seeing an opportunity while the world's attention is on the Ukraine for Israel to just grab some pieces of other people's countries. Remember, with regard to Lebanon, what Israel really wants is that Litani River, and their border is only 20 miles away from it. So it wouldn't take that much of a military push to get up there and grab that river and start diverting all of its water back down to Israel.
Good point.
Okay?
Okay, Michael, thank you for the call.
All right, thank you very much for the call as well. We're coming up on another commercial break here. Poland just announced they're stepping up their ties with the U.S. This is of concern because there was a report earlier that Poland had moved some of their military forces to the common border with the Ukraine. So we'll see where that is going. Got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
A I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Secretary of State John Kerry is back on the TV. And he's trying to put the onus on Russia to de-escalate the situation, by which he means get out of here and let us have the country. And the new talking point now is preserving Ukraine's territorial integrity. This idea of the Crimea breaking off and being its own country, that's absolute nonsense. We must preserve the territorial integrity. John Kerry, what about North and South Vietnam, where that country was broken apart by a U.S. war? How about North and South Korea that was broken apart by a U.S. war? And what about East and West Germany? And I know they've reunified recently, but they were broken apart in World War II. It seems that the U.S. is perfectly okay with breaking up countries into smaller parts when it suits their interests. I mean, look at the breakup of the Ottoman Empire in the Middle East into all these little tiny, easy-to-control countries. And it's another one of these astounding hypocrisies that we're seeing from the U.S. government. And nobody's really going to pay attention. At this point, the U.S. government has destroyed its own credibility, both with the American people and the international community. And it is. It's an astounding hypocrisy because the U.S. has helped, has worked to break up countries, to balkanize them before. All righty. I need to leave a little message for my technician there here. Now, Press TV is reporting that Israel has launched attacks from the Golan Heights into Syria, and 11 Syrians are have been injured in this. At least 4 civilians were injured, and the rest were all officers. And basically, just seems to be Israel getting out there and rattling its sabers about possible war on Syria and Lebanon. But this was a completely unprovoked attack. Now, maybe Israel's goal is to shoot shells into Syria, hope nobody notices, and hope that Syria launches an attack back, which then Israel would say, oh, my goodness, Syria is attacking us, because Israel is still very much desirous of U.S. military intervention in Syria, and they're trying to figure out a way to make it happen. Now, speaking of Israel, as I mentioned before, Benjamin Netanyahu, when he was giving his presentation to AIPAC, was talking about the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, which is growing. It is really starting to take off. It's hit the knee of the curve where more and more people are signing on to say, yeah, let's boycott Israel until they stop this apartheid behavior toward the Palestinians. In fact, Netanyahu went so far as to say in front of AIPAC that the boycott, divestment, sanctions movement is the greatest threat facing Israel today. I guess Iran is going to have to settle for the silver medal here. But I'm sure Iran is still on his agenda. But BDS is hitting Israel in its pocketbook. And Netanyahu talked more about the boycott movement than he did about pretty much anything else. And to make that comment that it's the greatest threat facing Israel underscores that it is working. It is effective here. Story up here in Canada. Windsor University has joined the boycott, divestment, sanctions movement. Now, I know here in the United States, and we may see this start to happen up in Canada, because Canada's government is very much co-opted by Israeli firsters. But here in the U.S., they're trying to pass laws to make it illegal to boycott Israel, or at least find some way to punish those institutions and organizations that do. Now, remember, there already is a law on the books in the United States that makes it a crime for American businesses to boycott Israel. And they're just saying, well, if we've already got this one, let's apply it to all citizens. Remember, boycotts are peaceful, legal ways of protesting a situation. It's protected under the First Amendment. But they seem to have this attitude that the First Amendment doesn't apply when you're talking about Israel. I mean, you can criticize the U.S. government left and right, but boy, you criticize Israel, that's going to be a problem. Now, Netanyahu poured more kerosene on the fire in Palestine by demanding once again that the Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas, to recognize Israel as a Jewish state and to abandon the fantasy of Palestinians returning to their former homes in Israel, which, of course, just further exacerbated the situation. It doesn't matter how hard John Kerry and Obama work to find a peaceful resolution. Netanyahu does not want peace talks. What he wants is all of it, all of the land. Now, remember, Israel's membership at the United Nations had two conditions applied to it. In fact, Israel was the only nation admitted to the United Nations with conditions on their membership. The first condition was a Palestinian right of return to their homes and villages they were driven from during the creation of Israel. And the second condition was that if the Palestinians chose not to return, Israel would pay them for their lost property. Israel has not complied with either one of those conditions. Now, with regard to recognizing Israel as a Jewish state, the trap there is very simple. Israel has never formally drawn their borders. There is no official Israeli government map with a line that says this is Israel and everything else belongs to other people. So the trap there is nobody can recognize Israel as a Jewish state because they don't know how big it is. And the trap there is Israel could say, oh, our border's way out past, you know, where you're living right now. And since you've admitted it's a Jewish state, you non-Jews have to leave. And that's why it is a condition Palestine can never agree to. All righty, let's see. Another article, this is from Russia Today. Is a new Israel-Lebanon war looming while the world is busy with Ukraine? Which is what we've been saying about Israel is looking at the distraction. And if we're all distracted with Ukraine, that opens up a window for Israel to take actions, hopefully below the notice of the world media. Press TV is reporting that Israeli troops have already taken positions on the Lebanon border near the southern Lebanese town of Marun al-Ras. Apparently, they've also violated Beirut's airspace one more time. They've carried out a mock raid, meaning they flew low to rattle the windows but didn't actually drop any bombs, on the border towns of Nabatia and Iklim al-Tufa. And again, as I was telling that caller, what Israel wants from Lebanon is access to the Litani River, and it's only 20 miles outside Israel's current border. They want that water. They want the water to come to Israel and to nobody else here. Now, one of our callers in the first hour mentioned this story, but Israel has now claimed to have intercepted a ship in the Red Sea, sailing in what is arguably international waters, and they took the ship to an Israeli port and then announced that on the ship they had found dozens of advanced rockets, supposedly from Iran. Now, this article actually says that these rockets are Syrian-made, M302 rockets, okay? But even though they're saying the rockets are Syrian-made, they're saying, oh, they came from Iran. And as I pointed out to that caller, one of the photos Israel has released of a document that says the rockets came from Iran, the document is written in English. And that is not what Iran writes their government documents in, nor does Syria, nor does Lebanon. This is another ginned-up, phony set of papers aimed at the West, aimed at the English-speaking people. And Israel thinks that you are just stupid enough to not realize this document shouldn't be in English if it was genuine. By way of deception, thou shalt conquer here. Now, Press TV ran an interesting story the other day that says NATO is helping boost Afghan heroin production. We had another caller talking about that. We have been running these pictures almost since the day that the U.S. invaded Afghanistan. Now, prior to that invasion, the Taliban had completely shut down opium production inside Afghanistan. But boy, they grow great opium there. We need to have that to fuel the American drug criminals. So the U.S. invades primarily to get that oil pipeline right of way that was talked about in Congress back in, I think it was 1994. But of course, as soon as the U.S. is in there, the poppies are blooming and the heroin is flowing into the streets of America. And we have had that page at my website for years now of all these photographs showing the NATO forces and U.S. troops protecting and guarding the opium poppy fields and actually transporting. We're talking people in NATO uniforms, their hands on the bags of the opium, moving them around. That's what your kids are dying for, being crippled for in Afghanistan. We'll be right back.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare?
go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. A little footnote. I was watching some TV last night, Top Gear mostly, and zooming around the selections on my digital cable box and was surprised, pleasantly, to find that Time Warner Cable has just started carrying Al Jazeera News. And they even have the high-def version, and so I watched that for like a couple of hours last night. That was a very, very pleasant surprise. I hope that Al Jazeera will survive the coming merger with Comcast. I know there's a huge amount of opposition building against that merger, that it does not, in fact, serve the public interest. And I think people who are sick and tired of the high cost and poor quality service of Time Warner Cable and the people who are sick and tired of the high cost and poor quality of Comcast Cable are concerned that the new mega cable TV network will use its position of essentially a monopoly to raise prices and inflict even more endless reruns and reality shows on us. Now, turning over to some economic news, Health and Human Services has basically come out and said they will need $1.8 billion, that's with a B, to run healthcare.gov for next year, 2015, the fiscal year. All right, so that seems a little excessive. until you realize they're still trying to retroactively fix all the horrible problems with healthcare.gov. Remember when we had John McAfee on the show and he said this thing should have only taken a staff of 12 and a very small amount of money to get up and running. And by the way, other computer professionals have essentially duplicated the functionality of healthcare.gov with like three or four people to show that it should have been just this amazingly easy website to implement. Except, of course, it went off this huge Canadian consulting company that was where one of Michelle Obama's buds was in the executive staff, and now they've handed it to another company with a long track record of high costs and poor performance. It's just more of an example of how our government can't actually make anything work. It's just all about taking money from you and giving it to the cronies. Now, Obama's newly unveiled budget that raises taxes and increases spending, apparently some of those spending increases, includes $5.5 billion that is earmarked as a line item to support Obamacare. GOP lawmakers are saying this is an obvious bailout. The system was supposed to be self-funding by now, and it clearly is not. Now, a story coming out of IntelliHub.com, there's a new Obamacare delay that looks like it's going to happen, where they're going to put off the implementation until after the midterm elections, so that it's not going to be as much of an issue for those midterm elections impacting Democratic candidates. I don't think so, because as we get closer to those elections, certain individuals in the independent media will be reminding the voters that you may not be feeling the pain now, but you will be after the election. So take your vengeance now or forever hold your peace. Another article over in Extra Public TV, the uninsured hate Obamacare. And the reason for that is very simple. These people could not afford health insurance before. Obamacare has driven up the cost of health insurance. They can afford it even less, even with the subsidies. We know that the vast majority of these somewhere between 3 and 4 million people who've actually been suckered into signing up for this thing were people who did have existing insurance, were able to afford health care insurance. Many of them had their current policies canceled. And now I'm sure they've got to be angry because one of the other modifications to the law that Obama has put in is to basically, in fact, that's the one they're talking about happening this week, allowing health insurance companies to keep the existing policies until after the election. Then you'll be told that your policy is no longer compliant and you'll have to buy one of these more expensive policies with the sky-high deductibles. That's where all this instant profit for the health insurance companies is coming from, are these sky-high deductibles. And for the vast majority of Americans buying these new Obamacare-compliant policies, the deductibles are so high that unless you have a major illness or accident, you'll never exhaust the deductible in an entire year, which means you're not going to get any benefit from these policies. It's just a giveaway to the healthcare industries. They were expecting this was going to generate $200 billion a year in pure profit for the health insurance corporations, and the government was going to get its mafia-like piece of the action through taxation. That has not worked out, which is why even with record snow and ice, they're already back to talking about a carbon tax here. Article out of truthout.org talking about how the rich became dependent on government welfare, and it's basically looking at a report subsidizing the corporate 1% that came from the watchdog group Good Jobs First. And it shows that the nation's largest companies are not, in fact, self-sufficient, and they're not good examples of capitalism. And they're basically saying most of them are propped up by billions of dollars in what amounts to welfare payments from the state and local government. We certainly know that's true of Wall Street, with all these bailouts and TARP and the rest of it, where money is taken from the taxpayer and poured all over Wall Street or borrowed out of thin air to keep these financial institutions going in the aftermath of their self-imposed crash of 2008. And this report goes on to say that more of government corporate welfare to these businesses might be excusable if they were supporting small startup entrepreneurial businesses. Now remember, small businesses are responsible for some 60% of new job creation. But three quarters of all that money that is taken from you, the taxpayer, has gone to just 965 large corporations. So it's just outright looting the poor to give to the already rich here. Now, down in Texas, they just had their primary. Interestingly enough, 90% of the voters responding to the question want Obamacare repealed. The general public thinks this is a bad idea. What we're lacking in this country are corporate media and people within the government who have the sense of responsibility and the gonadal tissue to stand up and say, yeah, this is really a disaster. I can almost picture some of these people standing on the bow of the Titanic. The iceberg is receding to the stern there. The water is pouring in. The ship is headed down. And they're saying, no, this will work. I'll issue an executive order and we'll have this ship flying right, before no time. But it is. This isn't the absolute worst disaster for any federal government program in decades, if not the entire history of the United States. And nobody wants to stand up there and admit it. We have a government that's populated by people who never admit error unless they can blame somebody else for it. And they're just going to go on saying, oh, no, this is really good. This is working. We'll make it happen. And they don't. It's cratered. There's nothing you can point to in Obamacare that's working. Whether it's the stated purpose of making health care more affordable to Americans or the actual purpose of generating new additional tax revenues that the federal government could dangle in front of potential lenders. Didn't work in either case here. Now, apparently over at the Washington Examiner, there is a memo that surfaced from a prominent Wall Street advisor who acknowledges something we've been saying on the show for a while here. The actual U.S. unemployment rate is above 37%. Remember, we went back to that original CNN article about the invisible unemployed, people who can't find work, but they've been out of work so long, they've fallen off all the benefits, and the U.S. government recategorizes them, so they're not included in that 6 to 7% that's waved around us in this election year. And this Wall Street advisor is acknowledging the real U.S. unemployment rate is 37%. That is actually worse than we saw at the height of the Depression of the 1930s, which was around 25% here. Now, they have one of their, they love their indicators and so forth. The misery index is now at the highest level in the last 30 years. So the economy continues to decline. The jobs are not coming back. Another article that we got over CNS News, the labor force participation in 2013 was the lowest in 35 years. The only time it was lower was 1978 when Carter was president, and we were mired in another one of these induced financial upsets. All right, there's the music. We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back after our top of the hour blurb and commercials. Hopefully we'll have a surprise guest. We'll be right back.